Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the original flagship website where you can get all, we can get the show, all the different ways that you can listen to the to our radio show in the archives on the replay, etc., etc. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We got thousands of archives of past interviews, by the way, cataloged for you, and a lot of other things, including our blog and course. Askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's the new knowledge base where you can get small business answers now. You can find Dr. John Maxwell on our, in our archives because he's a member of our Brain Trust. You can go back and listen to some of the things that he has said to us in the past, and he's with us right now. John is, as you know, is an internationally recognized leadership expert, a speaker. He's the author of a number of books, a couple of dozen books, all of which have sold something under a billion copies worldwide, and I think maybe across the galaxy. And he's here to talk to us about a new book, and I'm really excited about what this book is all about. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. So good to be with you and all of the listeners today.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, I was having a little fun about how many books he sold. At least two of his books have sold over a million copies each. So, you know, we don't have chopped liver on this show, John Maxwell. Only the best for my audience. And
Liver, Jim, not chopped.
It's good to have you here. The new book is called Talent is Never Enough. And in the book, you talk about how you actually, I like the way you quote Stephen King, who says, talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individuals from the successful one is a lot of hard work. That's part of it, but you go on to point out in the book a lot of other elements that are required to convert talent into something that, that looks like success, don't you?
I sure do, Jim. You know, for our listeners today, what I want them to understand about talent is never enough is very simple. Every one of us right now listening know people that are very talented, and yet they've not reached their potential. And many times I look at talented people and I say, why aren't they more successful? And a couple of years ago, as I was going again through that question, why are not talented people always successful, I came to the conclusion that talent is not enough, that you have to make, with your talent, right choices. If you can be what I call a talent plus person, you have talent plus you make right choices, then you're going to reach your potential. So I said, okay, if it's the choices that take a person to the top with their talent, then okay, how do I help people make the right choices? So I spent about a year and a half just studying choices that need to be made that will highlight talent. And I came up with 13, and that's really what the book's all about, 13 choices that if a person will make them, they can take whatever giftedness, ability, or talent they have and really reach their potential. And I'm
really excited about it. When you said, and by the way, it's available in bookstores now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Came out in March.
Talent is Never Enough by John C. Maxwell. You know, John, you said, I look at people and I say, you know, they're so talented. Why aren't they more successful? John, I ask myself that every day when I shave and when I look in the mirror. What's
sure.
wrong with you? You know, why haven't you conquered the world, blasting game? And of course, you know, anybody who I think who has any kind of desire probably says that to themselves, and it's probably asking yourself that question is a good way to sort of harden your steel, but it also has to be done properly. You have to have that conversation with yourself and by taking everything into perspective, don't you?
Yes. Well, what happens, the reason we ask that question, and I do too, everybody does, why haven't I done more? The reason we ask that question is we somehow think that talent would give us more than it really will. And again, really, talent is a little bit overrated, and choices that we make that help our talent is quite a bit underrated. And instead of looking at myself in the mirror and say, okay, John, you have some gifts and abilities, why haven't you done more? I should be looking at the choices I could be making and start those choices that would allow me to do more. And I think that's what's so important for people to understand, that in the area of giftedness, ability, and talent, we can only maybe, from a 1 to a 10, grow a couple of numbers, because those aren't choices. Those are things that are given to us. But in the matter of choices, we can go from a 1 to a 10. A person can go from a bad attitude to a good attitude. So there's great growth in choices. So when we start making the right choices with our talent, all of a sudden our growth of talent begins to take off because of the choices that we're making.
So you're saying that someone, and I think you point this out in your book when you talk about you gave some statistic in your book about how many top-level CEOs in the country were only C students in high school or in college.
Correct.
And so you're saying that if someone may not have all the talents they need, but they can make better choices. And
I would rather see a person have average talent and make great choices than to have great talent and make average choices.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. Your choices are what's going to really determine how successful you are in life. But if you couple your good choices with the talent that you have, it's amazing the success that you can have in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the book. And you see, talent is a great separator for kids. You know, you go to elementary school, gifted kids. I mean, you can see that, you know, you throw a basketball on the court, one kid's faster than everybody else. Kids understand very quickly that the talent separates them. What happens is, at a young age, we begin to lean on and live off of our talent. So therefore, as we get older, that talent gap begins to separate, because people, as they get older, some of them begin to make right choices, and they begin to come up even with people that maybe are more talented but aren't making good choices. So the reason I wrote the book is not only for adults like you and me, Jim, but for, you know, if you've got kids in high school, you know, when you think about a graduation present, there's nothing you could put in a kid's hand more important than a book like this, because talent is never enough. It's going to help that kid understand, yes, I have some abilities, but I have to make right choices for me to maximize that ability. And I did that because the talent gap gets closer as people grow older, and it's the choices that set them apart, not the talent itself alone.
Where is the book available, John?
All bookstores.
And your own website?
Talent is never enough. It's everywhere.
All right, check it out, folks. Dr. John C. Maxwell and I will be right back after these messages. When we come back, I'm going to ask John to help us make better choices. How can we do that? Can we learn how to do that? And he'll tell us about that right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. John C. Maxwell. His book is called Talent is Never Enough. That's one of his couple of dozen books. That is his most recent one. It's available wherever books are sold. I encourage you to check it out, folks. It's outstanding. John, you were telling us about the fact that we have to have talent. You have to have some talent, whatever it may be, some level of talent. It's accomplishment. That's an education. That's skills. Some experience you've had. You've learned how to do something. You've got a certain acumen for certain things. And if you want to really excel in that, you have to pursue that talent, and you have to want it if you're really going to be successful. And that's what you call, that's where the passion comes in. But all
that's one of the choices.
Right. Passion is one of the choices.
Absolutely.
Tell us why.
Well, it's because that would be, in fact, all 13 of the choices I give are within a person's power to have it. What I've discovered is that when a person discovers their talent and then gets the dream, the passion comes. And so therefore, you know, passion's the great energizer. Passion gives people energy. I've never known a person filled with passion that was low on energy. I've never known a person without passion that was high on energy.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, if you want to energize your talent, you have to make the choice to be a passionate person. You have to say, okay, that I'm going to be passionate about what I'm doing, and I'm going to believe in what I'm doing, and that's going to make all the difference in my life. And so I give a whole chapter on passion, just like I have a whole chapter on the other 12 choices that a person can make. And the reason I did that is because these are choices. They can do something about it. You know, Jim, you and I can't do anything about our talent. We either have it or we don't. And what we have
we can improve it, though.
We can improve it through the choices. Where
right.
people make the mistake
right.
is they expect the talent to improve itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is they say, okay, I'm really good at writing, or I'm a very good singer. And so they say, okay, well, then I'll sing. Well, of course they'll sing. But if they make the right choices with their singing, or they make the right choices with their writing, then all of a sudden their talent begins to expand. Talent does not expand itself. Choices expand the talent.
You know, John, I play golf. I love golf. I watch golf. And much to my wife's chagrin, I like it a lot. But I see what you're talking about in golf. And in fact, if you want to see the things that you talk about played out in real life, watch professional golfers. You'll see them out there. Some of them have way less talent than others, but somehow they just keep getting it done because they've made good choices and they've got passion and they've tried really hard. And then you see other people who have an incredible amount of talent, but for whatever reason they just don't quite excel.
That's
one of the best ways I can see what you're talking about.
It's very true in every area of life.
How do we make better decisions?
Well, we can't make the better decisions, Jim, until we know what decisions to make. That's why I wrote the book. Because if you just tell a person, okay, make good choices with your talent, the first thing they're going to wonder is, okay, well, what choices do I have to make? That's why I wrote Talent Is Never Enough. I studied the talented people for about a year and a half, and I came to the conclusion that there were 13 choices they made to help them reach their potential. Go back to your golfing story. Why is it that Tiger Woods is the best golfer in the world? The 13 choices, and so I talk about belief lifts your talent, for example, that practice sharpens your talent, that initiative begins your talent. So it's just a book on here are the 13 choices that if you'll understand these choices and then you choose to make them, no matter where your talent would lie, you're going to get better, and that's why I wrote it.
Mm-hmm. The book is called Talent Is Never Enough by John C. Maxwell. Talk to us about character. We've got about a couple of minutes left. I like the way you use character in your list here.
Well, character protects your talent.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it does. Character doesn't make you talented. Character protects your talent. In other words, if you look at the we're what we would know best probably in the corporate world, the Enron scandals and all the corporate scandals and problems where you have leaders making wrong decisions that are not right for the people and in their company, you ask yourself, what happened? Well, what happened is they lacked the character that they needed to make the right choices. And see,
right.
character is a wonderful thing for every person to have, but just because you're a character doesn't mean you're talented. But if you have talent and you lack character, then what happens is that it begins to depreciate the talent you have. And how many people, whether it's Bodie Miller and the downhill skier and the Winter Olympics who partied every night and didn't really keep focused on what he needed to be focused on why he was in the Olympics, or John Daly, and go back to your golf illustration. What happens to these people? Why don't they reach their potential? It's not that they don't have the potential, it's they don't have the character that protects them and keeps them from falling.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happens. I mean, we see that happen in the business world. We see that happen in the political world, in every facet. So I just really talk about how to make the right choices as far as character choices that will keep you and your talent up to where it needs to be.
Folks, this book will help you not only with your own career, it'll help you do a better job of managing, finding, acquiring, and managing the people who work with you. John C. Maxwell, thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the book. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Take care. Have a good one.
John Maxwell, folks, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be right after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
That's what I want.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.